Well, you mentioned earlier about retail, and George has touched on the fact that, you know, the sales tax is what drives our city budget.
Exactly.
But is there anything that, you want to implement to try to get the people, not only with new businesses, but the existing businesses, shop here instead of going to Wetumpka or Montgomery or Auburn?
Well, I think all that's been done. We've just got to maintain what we've got. We need to people to realize that, hey, they can shop here a whole lot cheaper than they can drive Montgomery with the current fuel prices. Just stay right here at home and do your shopping.
And if we look at Tallahassee, what do you think are our biggest assets here as a city? Because you look at quality of life. You're not looking at just business, but as the chamber director, the quality of life.
Well, that's a key. I'm glad you said that, because Tallahassee needs to maintain the quaintness, the village atmosphere, but also grow outside of those bounds, attract larger businesses while maintaining the maintaining Tallahassee. That explains it. Tallahassee is Tallahassee. We don't want to hurt the looks of it nor the quality of life here.
What about there's some eyesores here. I mean, if you look around town, there's some places that probably need to be cleaned up. What do you think about that?
Well, I agree with you, but that's really city business and not chamber. But
you know, if I'm driving through a town, and I think it kind of runs into chamber business. When I'm a business potential customer here, I'm coming to Tallahassee, and golly, look at all the junk. You know what I mean? I mean, that you want to. What do you do about that? I know you can't go out there and make somebody clean up their mess, but well, I'm sure you want to work with the building inspector in the city to see that some of those things do get cleaned up.
Right. I'm not familiar with Tallahassee's ordinances, but if they haven't got ordinances in place that takes care of that, then certainly I'm sure they will be established. And you know, a plan is not a plan unless it's carried out. So if you establish ordinances, then you need to enforce them.
And I was driving, had a guy here from Florida yesterday, and he came through and we ate lunch together, and he was with the Alabama Radio Network, and we drove through, and that's one of the things he spotted. Now, he didn't make a wisecrack about it, but he said, "What's that building?" You know, and it's one of these places that was junky, you know, and I said, "Well, that's a, you know," and kind of moved
an
on
old
here.
Rundown building.
Yeah, and then I ran him through, and he was interested in history. He was a history major with a broadcasting degree on the side, and we drove down by the old mill, you know, and looked at where it's crumbling. And I explained the history of that down there around the riverfront, and he was, you know, it very much interested him, like it does a lot of people. What do you think about the riverfront area and the prospects of what could happen there?
Oh, gosh, it's untold successes that can be accomplished down there. Unfortunately, funding is always a problem, and as it is right now, community block grants are drying up. On the national level, I sit on a steering committee, and we have fought to keep community block grants alive and been successful so far. But that's the only way we can do it, is apply for CDBG block grants, and try to get that accomplished. If you've ever been to San Antonio or Savannah, see their riverfronts, they could not even touch what we could do.
Hmm. Even a big city like that, huh?
Right. They could not touch the quaintness and the beauty of what Tallahassee has below the dam down there. It could just really be developed.
Hmm. And they've got the Riverwalk in San Antonio. That's, you know, the hot spot if you go there. And I've been to Savannah. I've never been to San Antonio. I've been to Savannah, and it's beautiful there too. So,
First time I was at Savannah was with the military. I was on leave, and some of them said, "Let's go see the Riverwalk." And we went down there, and what I saw was a creek. Hmm. And I kept asking. I said, "Well, where's the river?"
Yeah,
I didn't know the rivers in Texas were so narrow, it looked like a creek. So it was a shock to me when they finally told me this is the river. I said,
Air Force, I guess? There's a big Air Force base out there, yeah. And Columbus is another place that you can kind of look at, because they've, you know, I guess what they've done there with their riverfront, too.
I haven't seen that, but I've talked with Greg from Regional Planning. He used to work there, and he was telling me all about it. And, in fact, I've talked with him about grants for different projects inside of Tallahassee, and that's something else we'll be working on. I will really be seeking grants, but the drawback to that, you've got to have matching money, so we'll that's something we'll work on.
All right. Well,
we'll get the council up for that.
Yeah, they'll work with you, I'm sure. Well, Mickey, congratulations again. And
Thank you, Michael. Welcome
to the job of chamber director, and we look forward to seeing you here on Wednesday mornings on the wake-up call.
Thank you, Michael.
Thanks for coming by today. Thank you. We appreciate it.
That's 5151.
All right, Mickey Shaw. He's the new director of the Greater Tallahassee Area Chamber of Commerce with us here on the wake-up call on this Wednesday morning.
5151.
You better stick to, you stick to what you do and let him do that, all right? Yeah. We'll come back. We got more on this Wednesday morning. Bill Goss is here. He'll be doing the history of Tallahassee at the top of the hour after the news. We got one more quick segment next. We'll come back with that on the wake-up call. Wednesday, 1300 WTLS, 106.5 FM, online at 1300WTLS.com.